Hello. Hello.
Hi, it's Sarah. I got your voicemail. You want me to give you a call back?
Yeah. My mom and I were wondering, she's got some issues with her time card, and my issue is I know she's set for like 20 hours a week to be with me, but I've had pneumonia, so she's been with me pretty much this whole month, and even yesterday I had to go get a shot of Herceptin, and that's a pretty high medication, and you know she takes me and sits with me and all that and helps me with my appointments. So my question is, she's worried about running over on her time. And I said, well, let's just call them and tell them. Also, we had a house fire in our family.
Right.
And her sister died probably because of the house fire. But anyway, she passed away in this month. We've had a pretty rough month around here. And I was just wondering if she decides to, you know, stay and help me do this or wait and do it tomorrow or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if she waits and does it tomorrow, then she'll be over on tomorrow's time. So how are we going to do her time?
Sorry, you just like cut out a little bit. What was the last thing you said?
How are we going to do her time? And you're on speakerphone here with my mom and myself.
Okay, perfect. So let me see what we can do. So we have yesterday, you did 7 hours and 45 minutes.
Yes, I was at the doctor's office. They gave me that shot, and I had to wait there at least 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. No, yesterday I had, what'd she say?
7 3/4 or something.
Oh, I
found
it 8. But that's okay.
Okay. I needed a ride there and a ride back, and I needed somebody to be with me after getting this injection because you can have, you know, problems with it. But it worked good. I think it's going to get me well.
But
in the meantime, you know, I hate my mom not getting paid for the time she's here.
Right. Well, she definitely will get paid. I'm saying she's able to clock in. For this month, I made the schedule. It's since you didn't work, she didn't work the whole beginning of the month. Now we have 6 hours and 45 minutes for each day until the rest, till the end of the month, and not Sundays.
Okay.
Not 6 hours. She said 3.
I know, but you're making up for that time. Can you say that again? I've got my mother on speakerphone here. We're gonna.
Yeah, sure. One second. I'm just opening up the text as well.
What?
So it's 6 hours and 45 minutes. I think she's thinking 3 hours and 45 minutes because that's for July. There's two separate schedules we're talking about. There's one for June. The one for June for the rest of the month, now we're on the 19th, it's almost July. The rest of the month is 6 hours and 45 minutes each day from Monday until Saturday.
Okay.
And then for July, it's 3 hours and 45 minutes because we have the whole month in the picture and not just starting on the 17th.
Okay.
Is that clear?
That's pretty much, I think, all we needed. So my question would be, if I were to get sicker than I am, which I pray that I don't, but if I do, and she needs to stay an extra hour, do we have that leeway there? I mean, if she clocks in an hour late because she worked an hour late.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something we can do?
Yeah. So I'll explain to you how it works. The way the schedule works is right now it's set up for 6 hours and 45 minutes. Let's say, for example, today. She wants to work an hour less today. She works 5 hours and 45 minutes. Now she wants to make it up tomorrow on Saturday. So the schedule stops at 6 hours and 45 minutes. Like, it won't bill more than that unless you text me or call me and tell me to open it up. So it's set as a feature so that it saves the hours so that they are separated throughout the entire month. So if she wants to make up hours a different day, like clock in an hour less one day and then do 2 hours a different day, then she can just send me a text, or you can send me a text saying 1 hour less yesterday, 2 hours today instead.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Sarah. You have a good holiday.
Thank you. You too. And then one more thing. Mm-hmm. I see yesterday, honestly, put it to go until 6 p.m. And then in the end, it was only till 5 p.m.
Now, what's your question?
Yesterday, I put the schedule to be, it was supposed to be 8 hours and 45 minutes. Uh-huh. And in the end, it was 7 hours and 45 minutes. So I can add one more hour to one of your visits. So do you want me to put it on for today?
Yes.
All right. So I'll put it to be 7 hours and 45 minutes today then.
Sounds good. All right. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure. Have a great day. Be well.
Bye-bye.